John Clayton from ESPN joins us now on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. John, obviously a lot of turmoil in Cleveland, a lot of change, I should say. What's your reaction to what took place yesterday with the firing of Joe Banner and Mike Lombardi?
You know, we've been hearing rumblings of that for about, say 3 weeks, and you just never knew if it was going to come true or not. And now that it has come true, you can understand that Jim Haslam was very upset that nobody was willing to take the job for the most part. And so because of that, you know, and two more casualties fall in. And, you know, the big thing is that you just feel bad for the Brown fans, because what it does, it puts everything in transition for another year for a city that's been waiting and waiting for this franchise to finally turn the corner and get good.
John, talk a little bit about the reputation of Ray Farmer around the league.
Well, Ray's a good football guy. I think that's the one thing. And, you know, if anybody over the last 2 years has gained a lot of stature in the league, it's Ray Farmer. You know, Ray was in a situation in Kansas City that was in transition. Then he came to Cleveland, and then you know, he went down to the Miami. And I think a lot of people were proud of him, the way that he basically did not take that job with the way that it was structured. I mean, because I knew Ray as far as, you know, his thinking on a lot of different things. And it's like, he wasn't going to take a general manager job just to take a general manager job. And had he gone down there, there was a good chance that, you know, he'd have a head coaching change the next year if Joe Philbin doesn't succeed. And so he just pulls his name out. Now, maybe he had some guidance from Jim Haslam that maybe, you know, stick around here, we really kind of need you. But he's a good football guy. I thought that the best thing he's done in the last 24 hours is bring Bill Kuharik in.
John, with Ray Farmer now in that GM role, how do you think it influences the draft philosophy? Because it was pretty well understood that Michael Lombardi was fixated on Johnny Manziel. Do you think with Farmer and maybe the different perspective he might have, could that change how the Browns approach the draft now that he's in charge?
Oh, no question. Yeah, because I think what it does, it opens up the eyes to a lot of opportunities, not just in the draft, but also in trades. I mean, the fact that they brought Kyle Shanahan in, you know, puts on the table Kirk Cousins, because, you know, whether it's a second-round pick, I can't imagine it being much more than that. You know, is that the move to make? I mean, you look at, you know, what Ray watched in Kansas City, you know, right before he left. I mean, it was like, okay, they traded for Alex Smith. Alex Smith comes over, does a great job, gets him to the playoffs, and Andy Reid in the first year, you know, I think that Ray now can at least, you know, take the weighing scale. Is it better to give up a second round or a third round pick for Kirk Cousins? Is it better to go for a Teddy Bridgewater? Is it better to go for a Johnny Manziel? You know, all those things I think now become in play. And I think that, you know, he's solid enough as a personnel guy, particularly with Bill Kuharik, that they can sit back and now try to judge what is best for the team. I think that, you know, not that they'll totally rely on the opinion of Kyle Shanahan and the coaching staff, but now they have input. And, you know, Kyle can come in and say, okay, if you get Kirk Cousins, here's what you get, and here's where the fit's going to be. And then I think Ray can weigh that with what he's seen from going around and looking in the draft to see what the quarterbacks look like.
John, thank you so much for the knowledge, the breakdown, as always, and we look forward to catching up with you next week at the Combine.